Over time, these subpopulations in all those different habitats, well, they developed very different physical traits. They adapted to survive in their particular ecological niche, their position within a particular ecosystem. We call this type of species diversification within a species adaptive radiation. And what adaptive radiation is an evolutionary process by which a parent species rapidly undergoes changes resulting in various new species in order to fill multiple ecological niches. So in the case of the notothenioids, that single species started colonizing empty habitats to such an extent that it evolved into a broad range of new species, the 90 or so notothenioid species that we have today. So let me switch to adaptive radiation with regard to another species that's also been very successful.
What is the lecture mainly about? Why does the professor mention that coral reefs support more than 4,000 species of fish? What characteristic of notothenioids helps them survive in sub-freezing temperatures? Why did the antifreeze protein initially give no special advantage to the earliest notothenioids? According to the professor, what factors led to the rapid distribution of notothenioids throughout the Southern Ocean? According to the professor, what happened to notothenioids that migrated to different areas of the Southern Ocean?